you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BuildTheScene.com/radio, RootaRooRadio.com, XRPRadio.co.uk, AltRockRadio.ca, and I can't remember if I said 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, so we'll say it again. With me tonight is Alana Weaver from 570 Press. What's up, Alana?
Nothing too much. I'm just hanging out. Had some work to do today. Now I'm watching Liar Liar. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I actually just got home like an hour ago from work, which isn't normal as a teacher, but
yeah.
So
yeah, that's understandable. You know, my mom's a teacher, so I understand. Sometimes it gets a little crazy, especially if you're just back after Christmas break.
Yeah, there is some of that to what happened today.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
So let's start right off with the name 570 Press. I think I figured out why it's called that, but I'll let you go ahead and tell the listeners why you're would you call it a webzine? Well, let's start with that. What would you call what you do?
Like technically I call it like a digital media magazine, but it's mostly kind of like a zine. Like it's not an official magazine. So I would call it a webzine. So you're right with that one.
And why 570 Press?
570 Press. I actually did not come up with the name, but the name pays homage to myself and Ricky Wells. He's the one who actually created it. It pays homage to our hometown area, which is the 570 region, which stretches over a vast majority of my area, but specifically Hazleton, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, places like that. So it's kind of paying homage to that, because where I'm from is very crime polluted and there's nothing that's positive that comes out of here. And my goal when I got involved was I wanted to bring some positivity to it and kind of bring the positive name back to the 570.
I like it. We mentioned off the air that Ricky is in the band Black Horizon. Tell me a little bit more about the area that you support. Like what is it about that area that has you wanting to support the music scene?
Pretty much about this area is, like, I spent a lot of time in, like, a pop-punk phase, and I really hated my hometown and everything. And then I got to college, and I started going to more local shows and everything, and I realized that, you know, there were so many undiscovered talented people and so many, you know, undiscovered artists and, you know, just things of that nature and so many insanely nice people, you know, and, you know, you just have to go out and look for them. And I wasn't realizing that. And once I realized that, I fell in love with it instantly.
What are some bands from the area that I should check out or my listeners should give a listen to?
Some bands from this area that you should check out.
Including yours.
Including mine. Okay. Definitely check out Eyes of the World. We are new. We are a 4-piece original band from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. So stay tuned for some big things coming this year for that. As far as other bands go, if you like metal, definitely check out Traverse the Abyss. Flowers for You if you like indie rock music. Another Day Dawns, they're great too. But they're from like the Lehigh Valley area, but they're great too. And pretty much Blind Choice. Blind Choice is great too. So definitely check out those couple bands.
As I'm listening to you, I'm like, I think I have that band. So now I'm going to look. Let's see. Local music. Now I have to remember which band you said.
Yeah, I just rambled them right off.
Man. Traverse the Abyss was one of them, right?
Yes.
I definitely have them. There they are. I have an EP from them with the songs Failure and Time Flies.
Yes, those songs are great, but their best one, my favorite one, is Second Place Superstar. That one's great. And the good thing about that is when they released that song, any proceeds that they made from it benefited a local animal shelter in my area. So that was really cool.
That's something that the bands don't get enough credit for. They're constantly doing charity, and it comes up on here a lot. And I just, you know, I wish more people that, because you hear a lot of people say bad things about music scenes just because they don't know. And, you know, I think if they would pay attention and realize the kind of good that comes out of the music scene, like charity events and camaraderie. I can't talk tonight. At least I'm not still stuttering. Camaraderie. that they would understand why the music scenes exist and what kind of good comes out of them.
Right. I completely agree. You know, like I said, and I see that a lot in my hometown. You know, people love to focus on the negativity and they don't want to look at when somebody does something that's good, because, you know, let's be honest. I mean, like, I'm involved with media, but I'm involved in what I like to call a different aspect, because let's be honest, negativity and tragedy is what sells, but you can sell positivity, because there are still some people that need that little bit of positivity and to know that there are still good people in the world.
I agree with that. I'm, well, being an elementary school teacher, I preach that a lot. If you were going to build a band from your scene to manage, so you can't be in the band, who would you put in the band and what instruments would they play?
Who would I put in the band? Do they have to be from the local scene?
Yes.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know that makes it tough.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really tough one. I can't be in the band.
You cannot be in the band.
Okay. Well, I'd have to say I do have a friend. She's not really like in the music scene, but she does sing. Her name's Jordan. So I would definitely put her in there. Oh my God, it's just so hard. Dylan from Blind Choice, he would be my guitarist. Chris from the Holtz Manifest, which, by the way, check them out. They're great too. He would be my drummer. And let's see, who would I have on bass? Now that's a hard one. Probably Chris from the Boastfuls. Also check them out. They're great. They just dropped a new single called Tequila, so they're really great too.
Sorry, I laughed a little bit. Tequila.
Yeah.
Do you know the song that popped into my head?
Yes, it's like that older disco-ish song, yeah.
They used to play that at Penguin Games all the time.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me think. What are some more questions that I can twist to ask you that I usually ask? If you could sit on a bench for an hour and speak with any musician, alive or dead, what would you talk to them about?
I would pretty much talk to them about...
Oh, and who?
Who? Okay. No hesitation. Steve Clark from Def Leppard. Pretty much, I would talk to him about, you know, his, you know, what made him want to do music, you know, what were some influences for him, you know, like what was it like for him to be like the lead guitarist in one of the most popular British bands of the 80s hair movement at that time, you know, and just like other things that like he would, you know, he likes to do outside of music, like, you know, like just like tell me about you is pretty much what I would say. Like, just don't even let me speak. Just tell me everything you want me to know. And that's it.
I'm assuming you've seen Def Leppard live then.
No, I have not. You haven't? Actually. No. Oh.
Listen, they were so good that when he called Pittsburgh, when Joe Elliott called Pittsburgh Cleveland, I forgave him.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would too. You know, I'm still trying to get to see them. It's absolutely a funny story. The first time I ever heard of them was like, my mom used to play them all the time, but the first time I ever saw them was on VH1. And I saw a music video for Hysteria and I was like, oh my God. And from there, like I was like 3 years old. So like, as I got older, I started like looking into like their live concerts and I'm like, these guys are really good. So I'm hoping when they come to Hershey this year, I get to go.
That's going to be an expensive ticket this year.
Yeah. I was looking into it. It's like $4,500 for front row and then like nosebleeds are like $70, but that's probably going to go up between now and August.
I've actually seen every band on that bill except for Joan Jett.
Oh, really?
Yep. I saw Poison twice. I saw Def Leppard once, and I've seen Motley Crue twice.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews about Motley Crue, but like I met Bret Michaels a couple years ago. He actually played a solo show at my elementary school that I was going to at the time. So that was like the weirdest thing ever, because like it has like this really huge auditorium and they used to bring in like national bands. Like they brought in like Chicago, Boston, Bret Michaels, but like it was like the middle of December and me and my dad stood outside in the freezing cold for like 3 hours just waiting to meet Bret. But I thought it was really cool because he was a really cool dude. So it was worth it.
He's from around where I live, actually. He's about an hour from where I live.
Oh, really?
Yep. Somewhere in Butler County. I'd have to look it up again.
Yeah, because I know Ricky Rocket's from Mechanicsburg. My stepdad is, he was friends with Ricky in like the 80s. So I thought that was really cool, too.
Okay, here we go. Huh, he was from the city of Butler. So definitely in Butler County.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's... Actually, let's see. Mike was born, Bret Michael. He was born in Butler and grew up in Mechanicsburg.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So then that makes sense.
So that explains how he and Ricky met.
Yeah.
I was going to say Rocket, but it would have worked either way.
Yes. Same person.
Yeah. I saw Poison with Kiss, and then I saw Poison with Def Leppard.
Oh, Kiss. I want to see them too. And this is their last tour, so I kind of like would have to do it.
Well, they're coming back around in the States, so you should be able to pull it off.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't honestly know how many times I've seen Kiss. I'd have to sit down and think it through for a bit.
Yeah.
They're definitely the band. They're great. They're definitely the most well-known band that I've seen the most.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of local bands, clearly, but Kiss, you know, I've seen a lot of local bands more times than I've seen Kiss, but going out and just, you know, hanging out and watching a spectacle, I would call it.
Right. Yeah. Did you ever see their movie? Did you ever see Detroit Rock City?
I did. I thought you were gonna ask me if I ever saw Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Oh yeah, that too.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's terrible.
It was. But it wasn't as bad as the Scooby Doo one. And now I love Scooby Doo, like so much so that I literally have a Scooby Doo tattoo. But I did not like the Kiss Scooby-Doo WrestleMania, whatever kind of crossover that was. I don't even know what that was, but that was terrible. I did not like that at all.
Well,
yeah,
not everything they do works.
Right. Now, I mean, I liked Detroit Rock City, but I didn't like the other two movies. No way.
So if you could pick one album, whether local or from a national band, international band, that you've already heard that you absolutely love and erase it from your memory, which sounds terrible, except that means that you can hear it for the first time again. Which album would you want to hear for the first time all over again?
Back in Black, AC/DC.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an AC/DC fan. I haven't seen them live. And my wife offended me the other day because she told me she doesn't like AC/DC.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
It's a good thing she doesn't listen to these anymore. What's something about the scene in the 570 that you absolutely love? And what's something that you would want to change about it?
Something that I absolutely love about the scene. I just love how accepting they are of new people. Like I said, I came into it rather late in life, and they just brought me in, and they treated me and continue to treat me like they're one of their own. Something I would change. I love a lot of the bands in my area, but some of them do have an ego problem. So, I mean, and I know that that's a given, but I would definitely, you know, change some of the egos and some of the mistreatment of, you know, other people, you know, like from other scenes and just things of that nature, because I just think that we all just need to get along and just love everybody. Hey, I'm going to quote American History X here for a second. If you've ever seen that movie, hate is baggage. So that's the way I see it.
I like that. I was really hoping. I'm you mentioned college earlier.
Right.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Luzerne County Community College in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania, which if you are on the western part of the state, which I know that you are, but I know you probably have listeners from all over, is about 200 miles north of Pittsburgh, and it is a hole in the ground, but they have this really awesome coffee shop called Grateful Roast. So if anybody is ever in the Nanticoke area, you have to check out Grateful Roast.
Nice plug.
Yep.
I feel like, no, that's Nanticoke. I was going to say, I feel like I've driven through there, but...
Yeah.
And you went there for audio and recording?
Yes, that's correct.
This is going to sound terrible, and if it does, I'll just not include it. Do you actually, like, do you use that? Do you do recording for people?
I'm currently working toward a bachelor's degree, but I'm in between schools right now with that. But I do front of house sound. I do that as like a little like kind of side hustle type thing, because I don't really put the 570 name on that. That's kind of like my own little thing. But I do like a lot of front of house, like board operation and things of that nature. So I would consider it to still be within that realm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also have an affiliation with, DI Records, formerly Devil Inside. How did that come about?
That came about, honestly, that was out of nowhere. 570 was just starting to like get some more recognition, because when we first started out, you know, we have a direct competition in my area, and when we were just starting out, like things were getting like kind of crazy, because we were already nominated for a Steamtown Music Award, and then DI Records ended up messaging us, and he was like, I love what, you know, you, and by this time I had my manager on the page with me as well, and he was like, well, I love what you girls are doing, you know, I want to see you guys succeed, because I feel like this could really be something great, this could be something really huge. And I think he found us because Ricky had him sponsor a couple of shows that we had put on prior to that. But I guess like as we started to get some more recognition, he saw that we were serious, and you know, that we had the potential to be something bigger than what we were at that point.
I am I have known Dakota since he started his venture. It had a different name then. And it's weird. I've never actually met him in person.
Yeah, me neither.
But I actually created his first website and taught him how to run what he currently has. But what you see up there right now, 99% him.
But, yeah.
So here's what I think we're going to do. I think we're going to take a short break. If you're available to talk a little bit more on another segment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we're going to take a little break, and we're going to listen to Traverse the Abyss, Time Flies. And I think I'm going to throw some Skell in there. I don't know which Skell song yet. I'm going to have to surprise you with that. So make sure you come back after the songs, and you'll hear a little bit more from Alana and I. And then after that, some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Ow!
again.
Hello. Okay, so you just heard Traverse the Abyss, and the scale song that I decided to play for you is Lose Myself. Scale is currently recording a new disc, so once they have that out, I guarantee you that I will have it, because they have to give it to me so I can make it work on their store and their website. So that one I can guarantee you I'll have. I remembered the question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
Have you seen the movie Almost Famous?
I have not.
Oh.
No, but I'll have to check it out
That's going to be your homework.
All right. Yeah, I'll check that out.
So in the movie Almost Famous, it's a there's a band that's out on tour, and there's this kid who's trying to become a writer for, I think it was Rolling Stone. And they give him an assignment to see if he's going to be any good. And the assignment is he has to go out and get this band's story while they're on tour. And I'm not going to give away the rest of the story, but you should watch it. It's pretty cool. But my question is, if you were given an assignment like that by a major music magazine, which band would you hope it was?
That's a difficult one. I'd say like bands like presently, the Wonder Years, and like past bands, like bands that have dissolved, or, you know, like classic rock bands, definitely, no question, Nirvana.
That's a good one. And I am going to give a little bit more of the story away, just so you go watch it now. So there's a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff in this movie that you'll get to see, like what the band is doing when they're not on stage.
Which
I think would be the best part about going and seeing a band, or, you know, interviewing a band like Nirvana, just to see what's going on there.
Yeah, definitely. Especially because of, like, Kurt's eccentric stage presence. I think that'd be really cool to watch behind the scenes.
It's hard. I'm so used to interviewing as a band. Let's see. What is something that someone in the music scene would be surprised to learn about you?
Surprised to learn about me? Probably the fact that I used to be a stage actress in theatrical productions.
Did you do any plays that people would be familiar with?
Yeah, I did Bye Bye Birdie. I did Oklahoma. You're a Dead Man, Charlie Brown. We did the stage adaptation of The Outsiders, The Producers. I think there's so many more, but some of them are like kind of like obscure, so you wouldn't have really like heard of them.
Let's see. Being a musician, tell me about an embarrassing moment that you had on stage, or that one of your bandmates had, if you didn't feel embarrassed.
I completely botched the intro to Miss Murder by AFI.
And how did that go with everybody else?
No one else really noticed, but like I knew that it happened and I just kept going with it. And as I went on, I progressively made it worse. So, yeah.
If nobody noticed, you're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. If a band from this side of the state was to come to your side of the state, what venues should they play?
Venues. The V Spot in Scranton. They are great. I love them. It's a small bar, but it's great. Carl Hall in Wurtzbach, Smoke Green Cigar Bar in Hazleton, Stage West in Scranton, Hot Rods Bar and Grill in Cressona. There's just so many great venues around here.
If you had to pick your favorite venue to play in, which venue would you say was your favorite?
Probably the V-Spot in Scranton.
Now, see, the other part of that question, and you don't have to answer because I don't want you to burn a bridge, but it's what's your least favorite venue to play? Don't answer.
Okay, I won't.
Tell me about the moment that you realized that you wanted to be in a band.
That's really easy. This goes back to what I mentioned earlier with Def Leppard. When I was a very, very young child, both of my parents are somewhat musical. My mom played guitar for a little bit. She played organ and clarinet, and my dad played bass in a band. So it's kind of in my blood, but they kind of like let it go to pursue other careers, if that made sense. So when I was a kid, my mom would always have on like MTV, or as I said earlier, VH1. And she would always have like a loop of like all of the 80s music videos. And the moment that I saw, no lie, the moment that I saw Hysteria by Def Leppard and I saw it live, because it was like the tapes. I believe it was the In the Round segment off of the 87 Hysteria tour. The moment I saw that, I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
So my introduction to Def Leppard was the song Pour Some Sugar on Me when I was roller skating in the 80s as an elementary school kid. That was my go-to song. Every time I went to the skating rink, I requested that song. And since I'm throwing out secrets, my younger brother would request Red Red Wine for some reason.
Well, I mean, if we're throwing out secrets, I mean, I got into like pop punk because of my older brother, but now he listens to like, no word of a lie, he listens to like the music that they play like when they're marching like in a parade, and I don't know why or how that happened, but it is the strangest thing. Like when I was a kid, he would like be blaring like Fall Out Boy, and then as he started to get older, he was like going into this like parade music, and I was just like, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going in that direction.
Yeah, and I honestly, I had to study classical music when I was in college for music appreciation, and I appreciate it, but I don't want to listen to it voluntarily.
I could name some bands that, that I could put in that category.
Yeah, that too.
I'm going to alter this question a little bit. Let's say that there's a catastrophic event that wipes out the majority of the humans on the Earth, and only two bands from the 570 area code survive, and you get to introduce them to the rest of the world. Which two bands do you hope are the ones that survive?
That's a tough one. Again, you're hitting me with all these tough questions. The Holtzman Effect and Blind Choice.
And let me make it even harder. Why them specifically?
I feel like Blind Choice is like perfect. Like they give you like a really like Green Day type vibe. So they're perfect if you like punk rock music. And the Holtzman Effect is a lot like Soundgarden, but they have a very like broadened sound to them, so they could kind of like appeal to pretty much anybody. So I feel like pretty much anybody could listen to them.
Cool. If you had to pick your favorite music website that someone else might not know about, what would be that favorite website that you want to get out there?
Can it be satire?
Sure.
The Hard Times. I love The Hard Times.
I have been on that site a few times.
Yeah. I love it. I just love like reading like their headlines, and then like when you get more into the article that has nothing to do with the headline, I love it.
Let's go with one more question. So it is the beginning of the new year, and my question for you is, what do you hope happens in the new year for the 570 Press?
Well, we have a bunch of big things coming up. Two big things we just announced are we will be attending Horror Hound Weekend in Cincinnati in March, and we'll be covering almost all of that and interviewing some really important people. I can't say who right yet, but some really important people. And we also have a interview coming up with Bush this year as well, too, at a date to be determined. So we have that coming up. And pretty much my hope for it, you know, even if I don't get like to like an alt press type stage with it, I just want to be able to bring something positive to my area, because as I said, you know, it's an area that isn't known for positivity, and I just want to be able to say that I brought some sort of positivity to this area.
I like that approach. When I accidentally started everything that I do, my goal was to become the Shook Knight of Western Pennsylvania, minus, you know, the drugs and going to jail and being shot at. But bringing all the bands that everybody knows, that was my goal.
Right, yeah.
I think I'm almost there after a lot of years.
Yeah. I feel like it takes years to, you know, finally get to where you want to be. But once you get there, you're like, wow, I actually did it.
I am into year 15 right now.
Wow.
And I definitely have had some really cool things happen. Like I have interviewed John Bechtel, which is the keyboardist for Ministry. I have interviewed Cordell Crockett. He plays bass for Ugly Kid Joe. They both are in other local bands. That's how I came across them. John is actually from Pennsylvania.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
I can see the album cover. I can't remember the name of the band right now. Man. And again, this will be something I remember later. And Cordell was in a band called Here Kitty Kitty from LA. He actually plays guitar in that band. Or wait, guitar. Yeah, guitar. And I've gotten some bands played on FM stations. Clearly, everybody that's on this show hits the FM station in St. Louis. I have gotten bands invited to South by Southwest in Texas. When I say I'm close, I'm really close to where my goal was.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And it's funny that you say accidentally started it, because that's what happened with me with 570. I fell into it by accident. I had just gotten out of college, and Ricky approached me, and I was like, oh, dude, you've got to be kidding me. And I did not want to do it. I was like, that's not what I'm like into. Like, I want to be like playing out. And if I'm not playing out, I want to be like doing recording or front of house or whatever. I want to do anything but journalism. And here I am. Yep.
I am. The Pennsylvania Rock Show started because I was helping a kid who had a streaming radio station out by running his station while he removed a virus.
Like, and from his computer?
Yep. He was removing a virus from his computer, and he didn't want to shut down his station, so I broadcast it with the lead singer of a band called Cage, and his name was Brian. I tell his story all the time, so people are like, I'm tuning you out, Bill. He showed up with the microphone because I didn't have one. And when we were done, he looked at me and goes, dude, that was fun. We should do that again. And then he showed up at my house the next week with a mixer and a bunch of microphones and about 13 other musicians. And that was episode 2.
Wow.
And now we're on 497.
Yeah. You're three more to 500. That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That is super, super cool.
And for the 500th episode, we are going to be talking to Illusions of Grandeur out of Philadelphia. So I'm breaking my way into Philadelphia right now.
Yeah. I've only ever been to Philadelphia twice in my life.
I got a job offer there. Clearly, I didn't take it.
I can't say that I blame you. Some of Philadelphia is nice, but most of it gives me the creeps. I met Drake Bell down there back in last March. I saw his concert, and I ended up meeting him. But, like, the area I was in, and I'm not going to name drop the venue because, like, it's an all right venue, but it's in a really, really bad part of Philly. And me and my friend and her mom did not know that going into it. And then when we got there, I was like, oh, this is great. We're going to die. And then, like, we walked into the venue and the venue was even worse. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a story to tell my grandkids one day if I get out of here alive. Yeah.
My venue story like that. I've been there one time. Same thing. I'm not going to say the name on air, but, you know, the wine racks above the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were no wine glasses in those racks. They were pistols.
Oh.
And there were motorcycle burnouts all over the floor.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
It's my first and last time there.
Yeah, I can understand why.
And I only live maybe 15 minutes from there. In fact, I drove past it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a...
I probably just gave it away to lots of people.
Well, you didn't give it away to me because I have no
That's
idea.
That's right.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, there's some crazy bars in my area too. Ugh. And I stay far, far away from them. Where I live, like, we don't have many shows, and when we do, it's literally, like, all oldies bands, which is fine, but after hearing Susie Q and Johnny B. Goode so many times, you're just like, yeah, I want something else, so I just go out of town for shows anymore.
I saw, I think, on Facebook, Stroudsburg was mentioned. Is that close to you?
Yes, that is, like, 45 minutes to an hour from me.
Are you familiar with the band The Crowning?
Yes.
I have not met them yet, but I have interviewed them quite a few times.
I have not met them either, but I've heard of them, and they are great.
And see, now I get to play The Crowning tonight, too.
Yeah, there you go.
I definitely have their music.
Yeah. See, that's good.
No question about that. Let's see here. The Crowning. I have Will I Make It Home, which is one of the newer songs.
Oh, I like that song. Yeah, I've heard that song.
And then I have Fade in the Fire, Young, She's Running, Stay, Hard to Find. They just released a song. I need to go message Micah and ask him where it is because he hasn't sent it to me yet. He's supposed to. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and play Will I Make It Home, though, because I definitely have that, and I'm putting it into my episode folder as we speak.
Well, that's good.
So is there anything that you would like to tell the listeners about what you do and your band before I let you go for the night?
Pretty much just check out 570 Press. We're going to be coming at you hot and heavy this year. We have a lot of really cool things happening. And if there's anything that you want to see that we have not done yet, let us know. As far as my band goes, check us out. We don't have a Facebook page yet. We don't have any music out yet because we're pathetic and we're mostly a cover band right now. But check us out in the future. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. So definitely check out Eyes of the World and 570 Press.
I'm still trying to figure out what I did with Black Horizon Music.
I'm telling you, you're going to find it after you hang up.
I'm headed to my other podcast website right now and I'm going to find the episode at least, because now I'm going, maybe I don't have it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Load more. In case you're wondering, that other website is, if you go to podcasterscene.com, there are about 17 different unsigned podcasts there, or podcasts that support unsigned music. Yeah, there they are. They were episode number 2. I know I had them. podcasterscene.com, there's like 17 podcasts that are all featuring unsigned music. And if you click on the one that says 3 questions in a song, that's me blabbering on and ranting. And then deleting all the excess stuff like I'm going to do now.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, anyway, this has been episode number 497 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Check us out each and every week at PARockShow.com and the radio stations that I mentioned, which you can find by going to PARockShow.com/radio-schedule. Upcoming shows, as soon as my website loads, there it goes. Upcoming shows, we have Brady Novotny on next week, followed by Doug Carnahan. Then we have episode 500, which I mentioned earlier, with Illusions of Grandeur. We have Demetis out of Pittsburgh, female fronted metal band, on the 7th of February. On the 14th, we have Stone Cold Killer. We have Black Ridge on the 21st. And I have some other bands that I'm waiting to hear back from, and some that have probably replied to my post on Facebook that I haven't gotten to yet. So we'll update that schedule. You just go to PARockShow.com to find that. And if you're interested in the 3 questions in the song, we have Big Ugly coming up next on January 15th. On the 1st of February, Salinas Solomon. On the 15th, Dynasty Zero. On March 1st, Reality Suite. And then on March 15th, I promised I was going to find out how to pronounce this band name. I forgot. It's spelled N-O-C-I-O-N, and they're from Puerto Rico. So I will find out how to pronounce it and get back to all of you listeners. There's something. Oh, Wolf's Custom Guitars. What do you play in your band, Alana?
I play bass.
Nice. So Wolf's Custom Guitars, what they do is Wolf and his wife, Raven, I believe is her name. They actually turn your instrument into a work of art to take up on stage. So they paint it. They give it different types of finishes. You need to check them out. If you go to Facebook, just do search Wolf's Customs. And he actually sent me some cool guitar picks that maybe I'll find a way to give away to the listeners eventually. Maybe on episode 500. Everything's walking backwards into what I do. Anyway, we'll check you out each and every Friday night, 8 p.m. on buildthescene.com. If you want to check it out early, you can go to PARockShow.com. It should be there at about 6 a.m. right when I'm waking up. And here comes some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Too long since I've seen the faces. So long since I said goodbye. Here I am in the war again. Little ones keep asking why. Don't know if I am gonna make it out alive. And I began to wonder, will I make it home? She's sitting by the phone waiting for the call, telling her that she's left all alone. But here I am in the fight, trying my best just
darkness on the road of fear and death. 10,000 lives among us, full of hope and promises. All I can see is war, not what we're fighting for. And I begin to wonder, began to wonder, will I make it home?